All right, so that's where. All right, you know what it's time for, don't you?
We do.
Yes,
that
you
time
do.
Of day.
Mm-hmm.
The top five at five on the Rocon Show, brought to you by Builder Supply Outlet. Home improvement at true outlet prices of 40% to 60% off.
It's the top five on the Rocon Show. Let's go.
Plus, we got a $50 gift certificate to Builder Supply Outlet in Broadview. True outlet prices every day. Come and see the beautiful new mahogany and alderwood entry doors, by the way, at Builder Supply Outlet. That chance for us to offer the $50 gift certificate coming your way in just a few minutes. How about that, right? Pretty cool.
It is cool.
All right. So what do we do here? This is what we do.
We start at number five.
We do.
And we go to number one.
So we do. All right.
Number five.
Anna, you were right about that.
What?
We start at
number
five.
Number five, yes.
And we go to number one.
Paid attention.
Mm-hmm. In school. Mm-hmm. All right. Here we go. Checking in at number five. Governor Chris Christie on the Today Show dismissing reports that he was angry about not being picked as the running mate to Donald Trump.
Some of the articles say you were angry. One went as far as to say you were livid at not being chosen. What's the truth?
Truth is that I never expected to be chosen. And the fact is that over the course of my 14-year relationship with Donald, he knows I'm going to be there for him. And he's been there for me over the course of our relationship. And so, you know, listen, Matt, I don't want to, like, sugarcoat it, though. Of course you're disappointed. If you compete for something like I did, you'd like to be picked. I wasn't. So you take a deep breath and you go to bed and wake up the next morning and get on with your day.
Do you think that's the first time Chris Christie has been picked for something?
I wonder about his luck with girls early on.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Been rejected a little bit. I'm sure he knows how to deal with it. He's a big guy. Big boy.
Yeah, he is. I just imagine when they were, you know, picking sides for, you know, basketball in high school, right? Or in gym class. Imagine there was some coming, some going.
He says I'm over it, was the quote that
everybody's. I'm over it.
I'm over it. Yep. Wanted to be president. That didn't work. Wanted to be VP. Didn't work. But, you know, he moves on.
But Matt had to ask him if he felt misled by the Trump campaign.
I was never confused about anything. And when Donald made his choice official on Friday morning, he had spoken to me, and I completely understood the choice that he made. And I support Mike. You know, we've been governors together. I campaigned hard for him in 2012. And I'm just really happy that Donald picked a governor.
All right. I think most Republicans are. Wait, the roll call is the great state of Alabama. You know they're first.
Hey.
And they always make a speech about themselves. Hold on. We just want to listen to this.
Here.
As we continue on with the top five of five. This is where they talk about cherry blossoms and crap like that. Where are they? Come back, Alabama.
Does one representative stand up and...
Pursuant to the announcement of the delegation and the rules of this convention, Alabama... 36 votes Trump, 13 votes Cruz, 1 vote Rubio.
That's sad. Just one.
Then he just got
guy.
One vote.
There's one guy in there.
Alaska.
Ooh, you mention.
Oh, here comes Alaska.
28 delegates with the following bound delegates. 28 Trump.
'M gonna make a speech here. I just like when they make their speech about the state, home to ice floes.
They throw in a little tourist message.
Right, walruses.
Alaska.
Here we go.
We proudly vote exactly the way the people of Alaska voted. 12 votes for Cruz. 11 votes for Trump. 5 votes for Marco Rubio. The great state of Alaska reports. Exactly as our people voted, and we support the nominee of this party, Donald J. Trump.
Yeah! He's wearing a bolo tie. A lot of bolo ties.
Alaska,
here, by the way.
The largest state in the union. Alaska, more coastline than the rest of the continental United States, where energy, the Arctic, fishing, tourism. The great land and last frontier. God bless Alaska.
He didn't mention Tom Skilling.
He's a famous sometimes resident there.
Thank you.
Vacationer, at least.
His wife was screaming in back. Thank you.
Pursuant to the announcement of the delegation and the rules of this convention.
I wonder if they're going to say for
Alaska,
Illinois.
Alaska, 28 votes.
All right, so they're doing the count in Alaska, right? They're going, but the guy already did it. The guy got confused. He was supposed to do the speech first. Mm-hmm. And then do the we're still doing the top five five. Just everybody chill out.
Are these the 15-minute rules that Paul Ryan was talking about earlier? They're only allowed 15 minutes here, or
no,
is this supposed to be?
Oh, here's American Samoa. I love
okay,
this.
Let's hear this.
Ta'ofa, and hello world. Hello, America.
You are America.
The territory of American Samoa in the southernmost reaches of U.S. soil. The greatest exporter of NFL players. Okay.
Tip your waiters and waitresses.
Kit and caboodle, all nine delegates to the future, immediate future President of the United States, Donald J. Trump.
All right, there goes American Samoa. Wait, I think he's going to say more. Hold on.
Thank you.
No. He's thin. That was a shocker. That's an upset right there. He's kind of a slight man. But the kind of shirt one would anticipate from American Samoa.
Kind of colorful.
Yeah, that was, it was a two-tone sort of gray and gray, two shades of gray.
Mm-hmm.
But it was, but it had a real nice pattern.
Showing his spirit, which is good.
That's right, the American Samoan. Yeah, now they're going to look at the now they're recounting. This is like the NFL draft. This is like Roger Goodell comes out and says, "Now with the 15th draft."
And then you have those long pauses where really important people in expensive suits are conferring with each other.
Yes, exactly. That's exactly right. And then all of a sudden, a guy comes in wearing a suit and a baseball cap, sort of sideways, and a gold chain. All right, so we might see that. Oh, Arizona's going to go. I just want to see if this is Joe Arpaio, because if it is, we got to go to him.
My name is Robert Graham, chairman of the Arizona Republican Party.
Him.
I'm reporting and happy to announce from the hottest state in the country for job growth.
Oh, God.
Arizona delivers 58 bound votes to the nominee, Donald J. Trump, the next president of the United States of America.
All right, there you go. All right, we'll continue on here with the top five of five. Shall we? Let me get to, you know what it's time for? It's time for number four, isn't it?
Number four.
That's right. I was right about that.
You were?
Hillary Clinton taking her Get Out the Vote effort to the crowd gathered at the AFSCME, that's the American Federation of State, County, Municipal Employees Union Conference in Vegas today. Clinton going after Donald Trump business practices, saying putting Donald Trump in charge of the economy would be a devastating thing.
Trump ties come from China, not North Carolina. Trump suits were made in Mexico, not Ohio. Trump furniture from Turkey. Trump picture frames from India. Trump barware from Slovenia, and I could go on and on.
I wonder where the barware comes from, Slovenia. There's a, you know what? That's
boom, 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 boom.
That guy. That's the guy. You know that
Melania. He might make that.
He probably does. He probably called her. Listen, I will tell you something. You know, you and I once had a date. We had boom, 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 by the seashore, and maybe I can do barware for you. I've been making custom-made glasses and other barware, and I got it's got the two cups on one side. It's got one cup is silver, and you put I don't know what you call, but it's got the thing. Plus, I got muddler. We use a little baton bat that we use to hit each other in head in Slovenia.
Sure.
We make that into muddler for you.
There is ample representation of Slovenia there. Her dress was made by a Slovenian-born designer too, Melania's dress.
Wow.
So we've got a lot of
that explains,
that going on.
That explains something.
Hillary Clinton, though, by the way, expected the VP pick is rumored to come out on Friday, which makes sense before her.
Yeah.
The convention begins. They need to have that person in place.
And they need to go. That's it will be on Friday because they have to wait for this to end, and then they do their thing
they
on Friday,
opening.
And then they appear on 60 Minutes on Sunday. You know, they do the
together in a very awkward way.
Right, exactly.
Because they probably will just meet each other.
Right, exactly. All right, well, we'll get to the year three, year two, and year one, but first, not from Slovenia, but not too far away either. Violetta Pytermedic's got the WGN Traffic Trouble Spots.
Boom, 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 boom.
And then there's this. Hey, Cubs fans, head to Jewel Osco this Sunday. Pick up a copy of the Chicago Tribune to collect your 2016 Chicago Cubs Fathead sticker. This week's sticker has an exclusive offer from Fisher Nuts.
I was once a taste bud for Fisher Nuts.
I thought you were going to say you were once a Fathead. I do like the Fathead,
still a Fathead.
Stickers. Or the things you put on your walls are so fun.
Yeah. Right now, 19th caller, 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. 19th caller rips us off with the $50 gift certificate to Builder Supply Outlet in Broadview. True Outlet prices every day. All right. Top 5-5 continues checking in at
number 3.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Orion. At number 3, Michael Steele, friend of the show, RNC chairperson for 2 years, first African-American to hold that seat.
We'll be talking to him there in Cleveland, right? Because he's agreed to stop by.
Yes, yes. He wanted to wait till you got here.
Because I've never met him in person before.
Right. And he was like, I'm not coming until she's coming. I can't even run into, you know.
You see him all the time.
I try to run into him, and I can't even run in. He's like, I don't want to see you until Anna's with you. It's weird. I feel a little uncomfortable about this whole thing. So Michael has a great take on Paul Ryan's whitewash shot of mostly Republican Capitol Hill interns. Steele, who led the RNC from 2009 to 2011, is in Cleveland. And the guys at TMZ asked him about this Speaker of the House's group selfie that went viral due to its lack of diversity.
How do you feel about that right now?
Got to work on that thing. Look, there is a significant number of African-American and Hispanic staffers on the Hill, interns who work throughout various parts. I don't know what the nature of the picture is, but, you know, I'm not going to draw from one picture that, you know, we have that kind of an issue. The reality of it is there are a number of folks who are working throughout the government.
This is the picture right here.
What was this for?
That was all the interns, and Paul Ryan took a selfie. What do you think about that?
Need to work on that thing.
How would you guys work on that, man?
That's why my title's former.
That's when you can say that. Apparently, if you've seen the photo, people have like taken a microscope to it and look at, and there's only one or two minorities, a couple, maybe a handful in the crowd of perhaps 125 or more. Mm-hmm. And so it's a look at these are the kinds of positions that become the pipeline to eventually working in Washington, becoming a staffer or an aide. And so it's troubling when there isn't more diversity. But then others are pointing out, hey, it can cost a lot of money to stay in Washington. These are unpaid positions. And there's so it automatically selects out anybody who may not be able to afford, you know, D.C. And D.C. is an expensive place to live when you're not working.
It's so true.
We'll ask him about that when he comes and sits down with us.
Yes, you can ask him about that when he gazes deeply into your eyes. All right, here we go. Checking in at
number two.
It was time for the hometown dates on The Bachelorette last night. JoJo visited the hometowns of the final four, Chase, Jordan, Robbie, and Luke. Weren't those the apostles? According to Donald Trump, they were. All right, maybe not Luke. Oh, yes, no, it was Luke. During her hometown date with Jordan, she asked his brother Luke about Jordan's strained relationship with his other famous brother, Aaron.
You know, where did things go wrong? Like, how did that happen? Okay, so I know your brother Aaron's not going to be here, but
right.
What is, like, is that something that we don't talk about? What come up?
No,
how
I don't
do you want?
Come up.
I want you to be comfortable.
Yeah.
I want.
Yeah, it's not. It doesn't need to be a. Doesn't need to be a topic. I was telling him we talked about it, and yeah.
She comes from such an amazing family with so much love and so much character. But sitting down at that table, there's two empty seats, and I know that they all probably wish Aaron was sitting in one of them.
They're just bitter.
Yeah, we're talking about Aaron Rodgers here, the quarterback.
Super Bowl winning.
Packers, Super Bowl winning. Super Bowl
Mega millionaire.
And also single, even though he has been dating. I guess he's not single. He's been dating Olivia Munn he's not married for several years. He's been with her. But it seems weird because she seems to spend so much time. I don't know if it's just the way they edited it or not, but she seems to spend a lot of time asking about Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah. Yeah. She seems a lot more interested in Aaron Rodgers than she does in the brother.
Can I get an autograph?
Let's ask about Aaron again. I just have a question about Aaron.
It's the only reason that he made the Final Four, I think. A lot of guys named Luke in this thing. Hold on, don't confuse me, okay?
And the producers wanted Aaron Rodgers' brother to stay in it all the way to the semifinals.
Yeah, right. Of course they did.
Yeah.
I'm sure they have some say.
Ways of making that happen.
You know what? I just pray that JoJo finds true love.
I do, too. She will. Don't worry. It's a reality show.
I know. Just really hope.
Love All doesn't right. exist.
Oh, Violetta, you're
don't
too young
say
to say
like that.
That.
You should
I'm
come
kidding.
Here. You should come to the Republican convention, and that'll get proven to you.
We'll validate her point.
Yes, exactly.
Second.
Yes.
I think those post parties are not exactly reinforcing the ideas of true love.
No.
Commitment. And
no.
The other values of relationships.
No.
That's what I've heard.
No, especially the American Samoan delegation. There's 10,000 miles from home, so that's a 10,000 mile rule.
Oh gosh, that's double the normal rule.
Yeah, so exactly. So it's This is it's a considerable distance here. All right, and finally, I think we got to get out of this.
Yes.
Number one.
You know, the feud between Jimmy Kimmel and Matt Damon will likely never end. at least not until Jimmy Kimmel Live is canceled or the feud becomes real.
Right.
The pair's latest encounter comes during a segment featuring Kimmel's Aunt Chippy playing blackjack in an attempt to win the audience a little money. Unbeknownst to the host, it's the world premiere of Jason Bourne in town that draws out Damon.
What, who is this? Who is that? Who are you? So, hey, who is this guy?
I'm just a city boy, born and raised in South Detroit. Took a midnight train going anywhere.
Yeah, yeah. What's your name, sir?
Matthew.
Morris, can we have Matthew escorted from the premises there? Can we have him thrown out?
Absolutely not. I love his movie.
What do you mean you love his movie?
Love his
all
movie.
Right, you know what?
Absolutely
let's take a time.
Not.
I don't like this at all. I feel like we're definitely going to lose with him at the table. Okay, so let's take a
if
break.
If I knew he was going to be here, I would have shaved my legs, Jimmy.
I think that Matt Damon.
He's Matt Damon. Wait, Guam is speaking now. Hold on. We're at the Republican National Convention.
That are keeping the potential enemies of America at bay. And also the place where millions of tourists from Asia come to get a taste of the peace of America in Asia. And a place where it's Wednesday, where America's day begins. The island of Guam pledges its 9 delegates to the next president of the United States, Donald J. Trump!
They're wearing very festive clothes. They're wearing green, and they've got lays on of some form.
You can tell they're very spirited.
Yeah, the Guamanians.
Pursuant to the announcement of the delegation and the rules of this convention.
All right, whatever.
We're getting close
Roger
to Illinois,
Goodell's
though.
Roger Goodell's getting in my way every few minutes here.
Are they required to say J every time? Donald J. Trump?
Yes, like she did. By the way,
like everyone's been doing.
Didn't that bother you last night when Melania kept referring to him as Donald J. Trump?
Yes.
Who calls her husband by the middle initial?
So many of the words that came out of her mouth, you could tell she had never maybe said before.
Mm-hmm.
It just was uncomfortable. Yeah, they were not words she generally uses. She should have really spoken in her own voice.
Because Michelle Obama uses them.
Yes, that's right. They were Michelle's words,
right,
and she could
exactly
barely
right
spit them out.
Wait, here's Hawaii.
Donald Trump, 11 delegates.
It's like the wisdom tooth.
Cruz, 7, and Marco Rubio, 1.
There you go.
11 delegates.
It's so sad when Marco Rubio only gets one delegate at all these things. All right.
At least he didn't even say Cruz's first name.
No. Well, Donald
J. Trump and Cruz.
All right. Well, how come Melania's and then Donald J. Trump, his husband, we're going to
he's
make
a good man.
Good
he's
man.
A very good man.
He's a good man. I don't know. He's not met a child yet.
I don't see him much, but.
We're getting close to Illinois, though, Ro. You're going to have to let us know how we represent.
Let's see here. I think, actually, would Illinois
if I know
be
my alphabet correctly.
Yeah, it's coming up. It would be the next one. Well, yeah, we'll have to hold on. We'll have to stay attention to the stations down the line. We're going to go late here in this segment. And, Judy, you'll have to stand down for news while we try to figure out what happened in Illinois. Yeah, we should actually take that, right? Idaho has to go first, though. Violetta.
Yes.
What's after Idaho? It's Illinois, right?
Sure, yeah. A, B, C, D.
E,
yeah, F. Before Indiana.
Yes,
yeah.
Indiana, right.
Oh, my gosh, there's so many I states.
L-M-N-O-P, yeah.
Iowa, yeah. We'll be first. I'm standing
okay, well,
down,
you
don't
know
worry.
What? We'll come back on the other side. Let me do this 2 minutes here, and then on the other side we'll have Illinois. Judy's News also coming your way on the other side of this break.